the Zelz project in the north of Birmingham, working very much with the faith leaders. It's an organization that's been around for a few years. I've been working with the organization for 2 years and trying to bring faith groups, Sikhs, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists together. We did a newspaper, and then the second edition that we did, we thought about how the importance of food in our faith and the importance, sort of, say, for example, with the Sikh community, with savour and sort of the langar that they have, with halal in the Muslim community, you have vegetarians in the Hindu community, and the way Christians sort of see it as well, and Buddhists. So we were wanting each of the community, we didn't want to just write something up and for us just to do it, but to bring, the process was to bring leaders together, for them to interact, meet with them, share one another, so, and some of the myths that might have been and misunderstanding between the leaders as well. So it wasn't just in it, but in doing the second edition, we thought it would be great not just to have a newspaper which people read, but to actually bring those people in the Zelz, Handsworth, in that area, together. So, you know, it's great to get a newspaper, read it and sort of thing, but to see those communities meeting one another, mixing with each other. So we came up with the Faith and Food Festival, and that's where we started thinking about this and where we could get the money and funding for it, and meeting here with near neighbours, the process, and putting that application, as I say, which they were able to guide us and help us every step of the way. And again, as it's been emphasised, it was an easy process. It was very quick in terms of getting an answer, which was yes on for us. In our the festival actually takes place on the 19th of May, so we're in the process of actually planning it at this moment and done some leaflets. That's been really to bring, as I say, those faith groups together, but and residents from the different faith groups to mix, to have stores which are for each of the faith groups to have something there. And it's open to, but other organizations as well, non-faith organizations, we're not trying to be exclusive, but also to have a stage where each of the groups are given an opportunity to speak and to showcase the very best food in their faith. So it's not controlled in any sense, but for a Sikh to get up, leaders to be able to say, this is how we see food, the importance of it. If you want to try some, our stall is over there, why don't you come meet us? And people who never even go into a mosque, into a gurdwara, will do that. Or in a, say for example, you know, with the Hindu community, to have some vegetarian food and others there. And so you're mixing, eating, and, you know, food is connecting people. And we think it's a wonderful way, and to have fun together, that we can, in the midst of it, because faith can, you know, dialogue and everything else can be quite heavy and serious, and the majority of people won't turn up to that. But, you know, to have something here, which is faith and food and fun and bouncy castles and things for the family, we're hoping will be a draw and will be a successful day. So we're hoping to get this information, we've got it into the terms of the faith leaders and places of worship for them to make it known to their groups and congregation, and then it's going to be distributed, the leaflet, to every household just the week before, so that they can come along and be a part of that. So, and it's in George's Park in the Zelz, and not a massive park, so, you know, it would be great if we can get about 1,000 people, so that, you know, and it hopefully will be the start of something in terms of people who even live on the same street and neighbours meeting together and talking to each other.
Could I just say, Paul, that one of the things that's been useful to the Jubilee Debt campaign is actually the use of social media. I mean, I was very anti-Facebook, and yeah, I'm certainly never, ever going to touch Twitter, but I have to admit that that is the way you get people to come to events.
So, I think one of the things that with us here we're trying to do is something slightly different. In my sort of thing, we would have gone everywhere in terms of publicity. I like sort of getting it in social media and everything. But what we're saying is this is actually